Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Gabby Campbell. Today, I will be reading Humbly Trust in Jesus, written by Carmen Brown. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for bringing all of my friends to the podcast who are listening now or who will be listening at a later time. I pray that you will speak to them, Lord. Speak to their hearts, whatever they are going through, that you will just touch their hearts today and reveal to them your love and the truths that you have for their lives, and that they can walk in your spirit, Lord. We invite your Holy Spirit to come and be with us and fill this place. And may we just receive from you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Our verse is from John 11, 4. This illness is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. I will read that again. This illness is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. John 11, 4. I have learned a lot from Mary and Martha over the years. Observing their brief interactions with Jesus can teach us a lot about their relationships with him. You may know them best from Luke 10, 38 through 42, where we see them at a dinner where Jesus is the guest of honor. In this glimpse of them, we learn from Jesus that Mary had chosen the most important thing, Jesus himself, and that Martha was anxious about many things. Today, we will focus on John 11, as they grieved for their brother Lazarus, who had recently died. What lesson can we learn as we observe them in their grief? Verse 5 in John 11 says, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Interestingly, in the next verse, it says, because he loved them, when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. John 11, verse 6. If Jesus loved them, why didn't he go to them right away? Do you ever feel that if Jesus loved you, he would answer your prayers right away and never leave you or a loved one waiting in a place of sadness or sickness or even close to death? That seems to go against how we view love from God, and yet it very clearly states that because he loved them, he waited. Jesus also said in verse 4 that this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Can you look back on a time in your life when you felt like God was taking too long to answer a prayer? But then when it was answered, you could see how the time spent waiting for that answer gave God all of the glory. Or you may be in a time now waiting for an answered prayer. You may have been praying for many years for a restored marriage, a wayward child, or healing of a lengthy illness. I hope you see in these verses that sometimes the purpose of God's answer of wait is to show you his great love for you and to strengthen your faith. In verse 14, Jesus said, Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. Jesus was prepared to teach those mourning for Lazarus and his disciples something powerful in allowing Lazarus to die. Continuing in her grief in verse 20, Martha went and met Jesus before he was even in their village. Mary stayed inside grieving with the many friends who had come to console them. Martha says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." A little while later, we see in verse 32, Mary says the same thing. "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." They say the same thing to Jesus, but the difference is in the way Jesus responds to each one. To Martha, Jesus gives a strong reminder of who he is and what he can do. With Mary, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And then he wept. John 11, verses 33 and 35. Martha began questioning Jesus again in verse 38, before Jesus performed his miracle. When Jesus told them to remove the stone, she says, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead for 4 days." And Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" John 11, 39 through 40. The glory of God was certainly revealed when Lazarus came out of the tomb alive. Can you imagine? Praise the Lord who overcame death. We observe both women getting valuable insight from Jesus. We observe that both women were getting valuable insight from Jesus. But even in that, we see one who trusted Jesus and his ways without question. What can we learn from these differing attitudes? Martha was walking with Jesus and believing, but everything was a struggle with her because she couldn't rest in Jesus and trust him. Mary still had the same struggles and deep grief. But in that grief, she took a posture of humility before him, falling at his feet and stating that she knew what he could do without questioning why he didn't do it. He loved and cared for both women, but one was always putting up a fight, and one lived in humble trust. My prayer for you is that you learn to live in humble trust as Mary did. Excuse me. Put down your work and lay your grief humbly at his feet. Trust that he sees you, knows you, and loves you. Wait and see what he will do. Blessings and love, Carmen Brown and the Help Club for Moms team. Here is a question to ponder. Which sister do you see in yourself? Are you in a place of questioning why something in your life is going the way it is? Are you the first to run to Jesus to tell him what's what? Or do you humbly approach him, drawing closer to him through each struggle? And a faith-filled idea. Ask the Lord to help you to trust that he cares for you and will work everything for his glory. Lay your burdens down at his feet, knowing that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the wisdom that you brought through our devotion today that our friend Carmen wrote for us. We just pray, Lord, as we just reflect on this devotion, as we just bask in what we've read and in the scriptures, Lord, this story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus and Jesus, I just pray that we soak it all in. And I pray, Lord, that you teach us to continue to humbly trust in you with anything that is going on in our lives, with whatever we are walking through. I pray, Lord, that you help us each day to learn to live in humble trust, just as Mary did. Help us, Lord, to bring whatever we need to bring to your feet that we can put down, lay it all down at your feet, Lord, and that whether it's putting down our work, everything that's going on, our grief, sadness, struggles, whatever it is, Father, that we can bring it to you and that we can trust you in giving it to you, Lord. We trust that you are taking care of it, that you are taking care of us because you see us, you know us, and you love us. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Bless my sisters and their families and their children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a great day, friends. Bye-bye.